You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. We got the local, we got the state, we got the national, man. We cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it is Friday. But let me jump into our comments for the day here. As I open up, I got to tell you, I saw a news report this morning about one of our U.S. military service academies. And in this case, it was the Air Force Academy. But just a few minutes later, I found one about West Point, and they both bothered me greatly. And I'll talk about them more in detail in a few minutes when I get into the triple dipper. But for now, let me ask you all a hypothetical question. You ready? Here we go. Hypothetical. What if you were being held hostage by terrorists in a foreign land? Picture it. You personally being held hostage by terrorists in a foreign land, but you learned that the U.S. government was working on a rescue plan. The planning and the execution of your rescue would fall to one of two teams. Two teams are being put together. The choice of the team to execute the mission was yet to be determined, but the National Command Authority had authorized a quick reaction force consisting of volunteers with two separate command groups, each of which was then authorized to handpick the members of their respective strike forces. So one commander issued a call to his subordinate commands to provide volunteers with combat experience, selectively designed for only those with expert weapons, communications, and medical qualifications. They had to be skilled in survival, hand-to-hand combat, and hostage rescue, with additional skill identifiers for airborne or waterborne insertions and extractions, and two-thirds of the team had to be conversant in the language of the area of operations. Sounds legit, right? That's the kind of thing you want to see coming. But there's two teams. So the other commander also had the right to handpick his members of his respective strike force. So he issued his call, specifying that he wanted the strike force that was diverse in its makeup with equitable distribution in the team makeup reserved for various genders and ethnicities and LGBTQ+ service members, and that at least one member had to be transgender. All of the team had to be vaccinated and boosted and advised that it was necessary that they perform at least a 60% passing score on the new Army physical fitness test and have qualified in the past year at least with their assigned weapon. Foreign language proficiency was encouraged, but no discrimination on that basis would be allowed if it meant disturbing the otherwise equitable makeup of the team. Further, each member of the diversity team would have to be evaluated in their past two evaluations as having been compliant with the commander's sexual harassment and equal opportunity programs and have signed a waiver acknowledging that they are willing to assume the risks of their mission because it is scary. All right, listen, bottom line, if you were the hostage and your life depended on one of these teams getting in to rescue you, think about it. Which team would you want? You want the best of the best, or you want the diverse of the rest? That's what it boils down to. Well, I will submit to you there has never been a successful recruiting campaign for a hazardous mission that solicited the volunteers to join the ranks because it was a safe place where they would learn to be more compliant and sensitive to the needs of others. And by the way, it is absolutely possible, in my opinion, to be a professional who treats others with respect and still get the job done. In the words of General Mattis, we need a force that will, quote, be polite, be professional, but have a plan to kill everyone you meet. When I was young, considering my own military path, there was nothing about the allure of becoming a paratrooper or a ranger or a pathfinder that was ever presented to me as anything less than the understanding that it was an elite, professional, rugged, hard, dangerous, and deeply, deeply satisfying, while at the same time being designed to help make me the best at leading others, making decisions under extreme pressure, and being the best at killing people and breaking things. The same will be true of any effort to convince young red-blooded men and women today to join our armed forces. You tell them you're going to make them soft, and they'll blow it off and look elsewhere for adventure. You tell them that you'll give them a life of high energy, high yield, high expectations, they will flock to the recruiter's office. You may have heard of Sir Ernest Shackleton. Shackleton, historically, he's the famous explorer who launched a mission to explore Antarctica over a century ago. One write-up I saw described the outcome of that mission as both a great failure and one of the greatest human achievements ever. When he was looking for men, it is said that Shackleton didn't want any gallivanters or dandies. He ran an ad, and that ad said precisely what was needed. The ad reportedly read, quote, men wanted for hazardous journey, low wages, bitter cold, long hours of complete darkness, safe return is doubtful, honor and recognition in the event of success. It is listed as one of the top 100 advertisements of all time, and that Shackleton himself said of it afterwards, quote, that so overwhelming was the response to his appeal that it seemed as though all the men of Great Britain were determined to accompany him. Now, why? Why was that ad so successful? Likewise, why was the Army's Be All You Can Be ad campaign so successful? Or why was the Marines campaign that called for the few, the proud, the Marines so successful? Why are young Rangers required to memorize the Ranger Creed that tells them that, quote, their country expects them to move further, faster, and to fight harder than any other soldier, and that, quote, though I be the lone survivor, Rangers lead the way? I mean, the answer to that is simple. Because militaries are designed to fight and to win. I spent 30 years in the service. My grandfather and my father were career Army. I have family members on active duty now, and at no time in the multi-generational service of my family did I ever see, hear, sense, or even smell the racism and inequity that we hear so much about now, and yet young troops, airmen, sailors, and Marines are constantly being bombarded with allegations that their services are now rampant with sexual harassment, racial extremism, and therefore in need of the sacrificing of mission-critical training to attend lessons on diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's absolutely what one former Navy SEAL called the wussification of the U.S. military. And we have to turn this around. We have to. We have to turn this around. If we will tell young Americans that a life of daring do awaits them, they will beat down the door to join. But if we tell them that we will give them the ability to be more sensitive, more understanding, more compliant, then we will continue to suffer losses in our recruiting efforts, which are right now at a 40-year low. So yeah. Returning to my analogy of the hostage and the two hand-picked teams, if I were the hostage and I knew that my life and my freedom were at stake, I'd want the best of the best coming to get me. I'd want the ones that are able to get in, get out, and get done with the skills to overcome any obstacle. The sensitive team, they can stay home and play Tea Party. America needs and deserves the best of the best. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. I mean... I'm going to go into some of this in a minute here as part of the Triple Dipper, but I'll be honest with you, man. I read this stuff, and I'm thinking it's absolutely the wussification of the greatest military in the entire world, in the history of the world. And they want to dumb it down. They want to soften it up. They want to shave off the hard edges and make it something, I don't know, some kind of social experimentation. It's got to stop. We do not win wars by asking the opposing force what their pronouns are. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.